You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have local Omaha area director, social media specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, did you get here on time today?
I hate to say this. I've seemed to have some trouble getting to things, at least by my standards, on time lately. I was kind of pushing it today, but my neighbor next door was offering me cake. What could I do, right? Had to take the cake, right?
This is so ironic. We didn't even talk about that ahead of time. That is exactly what you told me when you got here. 10 minutes early. I want to be very clear.
I like to be 15 minutes early.
10 minutes early. So if you kind of guess what we're going to talk about, we're going to be specific on one of the policies in BNI, but we are going to talk about tardiness today. Being late, coming late, things on those lines. And I hope that this can relate to just your day in and day out activities, but definitely to your BNI chapter. So Ray, I know you had you had some good insight on this. How about we start with the policy and then you dig in?
General Policy 3 states the weekly meetings last for 90 minutes. Members need to arrive on time and stay for the entire meeting. Arriving on time being the important part that we were talking about here just a few minutes ago. I mentioned I like to get to places 15 minutes early. You may have heard that phrase before as Lombardi time along those lines. Vince Lombardi liked his players and his assistant coaches to arrive to anything 15 minutes early, just kind of gather themselves, get their thoughts together so they weren't rushed and coming in at the last minute when something important was going to happen. They were ready. They were prepared. They were just ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think getting somewhere early gives you time to collect your thoughts, be prepared, look over maybe if you're presenting that day. Well, especially if you're a featured presenter, I highly recommend that you're to your meeting early. I think for my 7 a.m. meeting, I got there at 6:30 one time and the doors weren't even open yet because I wanted to prepare for my presentation there.
So, yeah, the other phrase that you hear a lot on in regards to this is that what early is on time is late, and late is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just really it's disrespectful to kind of walk into a meeting a little bit late. I've been to enough chapter meetings across the Heartland territory. You've all seen it happen. Occasionally things do where people are delayed a little bit, where they don't quite get in and they think, well, okay, we've got 15 minutes of open networking time. I have time to grab that coffee before I go into the meeting, or no one's going to really miss me if I'm not there. But, we've even seen more extreme cases of that where people will walk in just as the weekly presentations are starting. And it's just really disrespectful when you show up that late to a meeting.
I'm going to go further on that because we did some research. Some of these podcasts, we really like to do research ahead of time. The swearing one's a great example. I think I spent 2 or 3 weeks researching on that. This one I did not spend 2 or 3 weeks on. But I found an article by Forbes, and it talked about actually, we Googled that quote, the Lombardi quote, and this came up in Forbes. And it had a list. And I'm not going to go over the whole list here, but one of them was disrespectful. Mm-hmm. When you show up to something late, that's really being disrespectful to those who came early. And I'm going to tie that back to our meetings. When people are there for the open networking or even early to help set up the room and all of that, they're putting in extra time and effort. And I'm not saying you have to get there to help set up, but when you have 3 or 4 visitors and you only have 5 or 6 members, mm-hmm. as your chapter, but there, it's hard to maintain good conversation and prepare for the meeting when you have those visitors there. So the more members that are there, the more the visitor is going to have a better experience, the more they're going to be able to talk, and the more they're engaged during the open networking. The next one, another one on the list, and it was different, but this is basically what it came down to, was credibility. And you all know we talk about visibility, credibility, and profitability all the time. I think it's very important to be there before open networking, but definitely there during open networking to build your credibility with the other members. We talk about the trust factors when people start really passing a lot more referrals to you because they trust you. Well, you have to have strong credibility to reach that trust point.
That credibility is a result of you being visible, being present, being there. That time gives you that visibility to get that credibility.
Excellent point. And then the last one that I picked out of the list was overly busy. And the reason I picked this one is because I think in some settings, that's not a big deal. If you're late to your grandma's birthday party, nobody's going to care that you're overly busy. But unfortunately, we're focusing more on where you find business and referrals. And the last thing that you would want to portray to your chapter is that you are too busy to handle their referrals right now. And that could be as far as they don't want to give you a little job because you're so busy right now, you don't have time for anything on the side, which most BNI members know, or that I know, they love that side stuff. Because, great example, hairstylists, they love men's cuts because they're shorter. So they can put those in between where they might have a 30, 40 minute gap. So those little referrals are, I shouldn't say that's a little referral, but those more simple referrals are better for them because they can fill in time to make their day more more impactful and make more money during the process. So when you come off as overly busy, people might hesitate to send you business, and that can just very much be, wow, they didn't get here until about 10 minutes into open networking. They must have had just a crazy day. Or you will hear people say, man, I had an appointment run late. Well, time management it's difficult for all of us, and things do happen. I totally get that. But I know for me, I blocked out my BNI meeting. It was an appointment. It was the most important appointment for my week. And I never let people schedule over that.
You know, and the thing is, too, every once in a while, those great, terrible, horrible things may happen, which will throw us a little bit off. And I think we as human beings are a little bit more understanding when that is something that will happen once. You know, mm-hmm. You'll get in the car accident on the way to the meeting. We're going to worry about you being okay more than we're going to worry about you being late. But if it's something that is a chronic or a regularly occurring behavior that we're seeing, that's where everything really starts to take the hit. The occasional one-off is probably not going to be as damaging as the people that are maybe observed doing this on a semi-regular basis, running in late with a nice hot coffee into the meeting.
I do like that. Isn't it, as long as you offer to get coffee for everybody else, then it's okay if you're late?
If you bring us all enough donuts, no. The donuts is still not going to do it.
Yeah, no, I do think that's funny. The person that runs late all the time always has that that hot cup of coffee. Or they do bring food. You're like, so if you didn't bring food, would you have been here on time?
I would rather you be here on time myself. The other thing, too, I'm going to tie in back to the policy, and we didn't really talk about this an awful lot, but it does say stay for the entire meeting. That's another little pet peeve that as I go to visit every now and again, something happens. Yes, we understand. You get the emergency call. But if somebody's regularly getting up and leaving the meeting early, leaving in the middle of somebody's feature presentation, mm-hmm. What does that say for the level of respect that you have for your fellow members? And what can you expect them to think of you as a result?
And I'm going to go a little further on that. Dr. Ivan Meisner did a podcast about subs, and it was very interesting to listen to. But one thing he talked about is sometimes a sub even gets the mentality of, oh, well, I'm just here subbing, so I don't need to stay for the whole thing. And I think setting that expectation for your sub, because remember, they're representing you, is just as important as us making that commitment to the 90 minutes. And can I go a little further on what we can do if your meeting doesn't fill the whole 90 minutes?
Sure.
So one thing that I've seen chapters do very successfully is they either do another committed open networking. They will break out and do kind of a little speed networking. I've seen that done. One of my favorites, and this I've seen great success in chapters, is they break into their contact spheres and they actually talk about who they could be inviting that need to grow their contact sphere specifically, and then they would share that with the chapter. So I think if your meeting's not taking the full 90 minutes to get through the agenda, have something scheduled for the last 10, 20, whatever minutes it is that you have left. Because like Ray said, there's a lot of value that can happen during that time. But if you're the one that gets up and, okay, said the quote, I'm gone, you don't know what you're missing. And in your schedule, you should have it blocked out an hour and a half. You should not have an appointment at 8:30 if your meeting gets over at 8:30. You should have it scheduled for 8:45, 9 o'clock even, because what happens if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, by the way, I need to talk to you about a referral. Great, can't talk now. Got to go to an appointment. I'll follow up with you. And I would say that's probably a 60, 70% follow-up rate even, because it's not top of mind now.
Right. You know, if you want to think about it, you've got that 90 minutes you've allotted out of your life. Get the best value out of it that you can. Use every moment of that time effectively, and you will grow personally and professionally that way.
Well, Ray, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to throw out, too, a lot of people think it's okay to be late because of opening networking. Maybe people won't notice. But that's in the agenda for a reason, and there's a blog out there about that. I believe Carrie wrote that. You want to check that on the BNI Heartland blog, but there's a little bit more about why that's there and the importance of that networking time, so read that.
Okay, I have to share this then. I know Vince has talked about this at Leadership Team, Chapter Success Workshop Training, and we've talked about it before too, but the concept of if you take the agenda, cut up each piece and then put that piece of paper into a hat and just randomly draw out, and that would run the meeting. And as crazy and hectic as it could be, I think it might be a shocker to some members if at, let's say your meeting starts at 11:30, if at 11:30 you draw out of the hat and it's weekly presentations, and they walk in 5 minutes late and there's already six people that have given their weekly presentation. I think there's some merit to that. I know a few presidents have thrown it out to me that they want to do it, and I have requested multiple times. I want to be there for this. I want to be part of this because I just think it would be very interesting to see, because we know the agenda, and sometimes I think that can work against us. And knowing how open networking works, I think that can work against us too. But remember, the visitors don't know. And they're going to be there for open networking, and you might be missing some opportunities or missing opportunities with other members too.
All right. So take care of those opportunities and read that blog.
And for our listeners, remember that these podcasts are meant for you. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, thanks for coming up with this idea. I know it kind of went with Carrie's blog, and excited to have everybody read that too.
Thanks for letting me get that off my chest. I feel better now, and hopefully we'll see more people on time.
Rock and roll. And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.